Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Angel from Daily Talks with Angel. All right, so we're going to get yet again another opinion from homegirl. All right, if you don't turn her on, that pussy gonna be dry. Most guys, they be thinking they doing something and don't be doing a damn thing. Yep, I said it. And we gonna talk about it. So sis, how you feel about that? I'm just gonna say, you got a lot of men out here that say your pussy dry. But why is the pussy dry? I don't think they really be understanding why the pussy is dry, because not all the time it's a medical situation.
No, it's not. In most cases, the pussy dry, you ain't doing shit.
Right.
Your head ain't even made no type of sensation just to go in. You ain't wide enough. You ain't long enough. You ain't doing shit. Your breath probably ain't where it was before. You probably done said something stupid before you even tried to get in there. Like, it's a lot of different things that go along with it. You know, for a woman, sex is not necessary. Everybody say sex is emotional for a woman. It's really not. We just as ruthless, if not more ruthless than a man is. Give us a dick, go ahead about your business.
Right.
And that's really what it is. If you can't get me wet, that's not my fault. That's on you. I probably done lost interest before we even got to it. I'm probably like, do I really want to do this? I don't even want to do this. I could be doing something else. Did I turn the oven off?
Right.
Damn, girl didn't clean up her room. Like, it's a lot of stuff that go into it. If you don't have my mind on what we doing, when we doing, how we doing it, even if my mind is on it and it ain't on it with you, nah, I ain't going to be wet at all. I'm going to be dry in the Sahara Desert.
So check this out. I had a guy and he was like, this guy commented on my post and he was saying, like, some women, they already be wet before anything. You ain't even got to do much. They already wet.
Been stimulated.
Huh?
If you're with a woman or a woman is already wet before we get into the process of getting down to wherever we at, she's already been fully stimulated by you. You done stimulated her mind, her body. She's intrigued. She ready. She waiting. Like, all you need to do is come in to put it down. Like, you need to go from daddy to zaddy, okay? You need to go from, okay, what's his name? The nigga, why you ain't call you? What's your problem?
Right.
Oh, you just gonna fuck me like that and then you gonna leave? Then you gonna be like, wait a minute. How you show up at my mama house? I ain't even tell you my mama. That's neither here nor there, nigga. Like, what's up? Like, it's serious. I mean, I've been in situations with people most recently with one person in particular. And I stay on it, baby. We have gone through two mattresses at this point. Literally had to replace the mattress.
Wait a minute, rewind. Y'all have done what?
We done gone through two mattresses. We done had to replace two mattresses.
Goodness.
Yeah. Because it's... Listen.
But hold on. Not to cut you off, but what did he do to stimulate you? Like, what did he do? Like, is it, like, what he had to do to, like, get you there? Because a man really has to get you there, and I don't think men really understand that.
I mean, for me, with this person, it's everything that he does. It's from the way he walks, to the way he talks, to the way he smells, you know, to him just knowing when I'm not okay. Like, you know, I can sit up here and tell everybody else, yeah, I'm straight. He'd be like, you a liar. Whole liar. Super liar. You want a cape? You know, and it's just like, I can confide in him, and I know whatever I confide in him is not going to go to 50 other people. I know that he not out here, you know, lip trapping or whatever the case may be. I know that, you know, when I'm with him, I'm safe, not just mentally, not just physically, but sexually and emotionally. Like, he done did some shit that I know is a sin in a couple of religions. Like, even if you don't believe in religion, like, he done did stuff that's a sin, and I'd be like, I like it. Like, come on now.
Right.
Like, it's a mental, you know what, not even mental. With this particular person, it's a core stimulation. Okay. It's a complete core stimulation. It's something literally deep inside me that I didn't know was there that only he touches. Like, in every area. Any possible way that you could put Lee at the end of it, that's what it is. Like, that's who he is. Like, when I say he's that nigga to me, he's that nigga to me. He's also that nigga that gets on my nerves. He's also that nigga I wish I never met. He's also that nigga that ain't going nowhere.
Right.
But because he's all that, I'm all of it. Like, my pussy is all of it. Like, it is what it is. If you don't stimulate your woman, not just sexually, not just financially, and finance is a big part of it, but it ain't. If you got a real chick, she got her own. What you bring to the table is just extra additives. The fact that you even offer sometimes is enough.
Right.
But if you can stimulate her and you can, you know, get her to a point to where she ain't got to be the nigga that she is with everybody else, and she can actually be that woman with you, that right. soft, that delicate, that intimate, sensual woman with you, it's going to stay wet. You ain't never going to have to work to get the pussy wet. You ain't never going to have to work to get the pussy. I mean, you might have to work, you like, with some chains and shit. But I mean, hell, y'all working for that together.
And see, not to cut you off, that's what I be saying too. A lot of these guys, they get so comfortable in making love. Like, you know, people that I meet, like, they want to make love.
That's how they want
that,
right?
Yeah, and I'm just like, okay, we can make love, but baby, throw me across the room. Put me on the table. Let's go outside. Let's go on the roof. Let's in a movie theater. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Choke me, slap me. Like, let's take shots in each other's mouth. Let's handcuff. Like, you know, you got to, like, do different stuff. Like, I don't want to just always come in here and hear you with grinding. And, like, that's all good and fine. Start off that way. But let's spice it up. You know what I'm saying?
You know, keep a variety within a variety. Like, I think that's another thing, too. This particular person, like, he does everything all in one. Like, we can make love. We can fuck. He can fuck me. I can fuck him. He can beat the shit out my ass. And we still, like, it is what it is. We make right. a porno, we make a love story, we make a comedy, we make a horror movie. Like, I know a couple times people probably done thought that I was getting murdered. But, I mean, I'm still here, though.
You know what? I'm not about to play with you.
Listen, I'm telling you, when it's good, and you know what exactly what I'm talking about.
Goddamn right I do.
Like, when it's good, like, I think the problem with a lot of dudes, though, is they want to fuck a bitch the same way. Just because this person liked it. Oh, this it. This, I got to do this with everybody. Everybody don't like that. But what they fail to realize, every woman's pussy is designed differently.
Yeah. It curves.
That's why every dick is different. Every woman's pussy is different. And you have to know your pussy. Like, there are things that I know now in my 30s about my pussy, my vagina, my cervix, you know, that I didn't know in my 20s and my teens. It's stuff that this nigga that I didn't even know was even possible for me to even know. You know? And that's the thing. And the other thing is, a lot of women are afraid to tell the dude, baby, you really ain't.
Yeah.
You must be the virgin.
That's what I'm saying.
You never had sex, have you?
But why you know, is that? Like, answer me that. Why is it? And that's what I'm saying too. Why is it that
fear
females,
can call the hoe?
But if you don't know what you're doing, if a man don't know what he's doing, why not just let him know, like, baby, that's not working for me? Instead of just sitting there like, okay, I hope he finished. Hell no, I want to get mine too. Like, I was just telling the other person that was on my podcast, like, I don't tell the dude, shut the fuck up. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's okay to talk during sex, you know what I'm saying? Moan during sex and, you know, talk your dirty shit to me. But it's certain shit you just can't be saying. Like, at some point, I'm like, look, can you shut the fuck up?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be like that. But the thing about it is, because there's still a stigma behind a woman having, quote unquote, too many bodies or being too freaky or being too into certain things and a man being free to do it all. You know, there's a stigma. I mean, it's okay for a man to tell a woman that she ain't sucking his dick right, but it's not okay for a woman to tell a man that his dick ain't hitting on shit. Like, baby, I don't feel nothing. Like, I don't even know what you're doing. Like, do you do this on a regular basis? Like, people really like this? Like, people like your sex? Because I'm not people. You know, I don't like this. I don't even want this. Like, I've been in situations where somebody, we used to kick it back in the day, it was everything and then some, and then, you know, years later, you go and you ride that horse again, and that horse ain't a horse. It's barely a seahorse. I mean, I've been in situations with somebody where they've literally made me want to clean my vagina with bleach because I just didn't want it no more. Like, it was just bad. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, I can't even believe I let you touch me. Like, what the hell? Like, no, we're not gonna ever do this again. We can be cool. We can't be cool. You feel me? Like, I don't think there's not enough of an open, honest conversation, because as a lot of women, some women, not this woman, you afraid to hurt the man's ego. I don't care nothing about that. As a man, you would rather call this chick a hoe and she a slut and she ran through and she a thought than taking into consideration, especially if you really feeling a female, you know what? What does she want? What does she need? Because even though ain't nobody talking about marriage and ain't nobody trying to get married, when you decide to be committed to a person, or you decide, hey, look, we together, but we not together though. Like, you with me and I'm with you, but you can't be with nobody else, even though I know you with somebody else and you know I'm with somebody else. You feel me? They don't want to have that conversation to understand, like, okay, I want this person consistently, so I need to understand this person. Not just, you know, sexually, but if I understand why she liked to read comic books in her pajamas upside down on the couch, I can better understand why she liked for me to arch her back a certain way when I'm hitting it from the back. I can understand, you know, why she prefers her leg on my shoulder when we in this position. You know, she liked to eat ice cream on Tuesdays, and that's the only day that she eat ice cream. So I know on Sunday when we have sex, she like it like this. I know on Friday I can't hit her too good because she probably got gas. Like, it's weird shit, but it's real shit. Mm-hmm. You know? And people don't be understanding it. I mean, even for a woman, like, I don't even think I ever told you. But I was with this dude. Well, I wasn't even with the dude. Like, we wasn't together. But, you know, stuff happens when you're young, dumb, and stupid. Ain't got nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. I had more sex with the carpet than I did with him. Mm-hmm. And to this day, he says that was the best sex of his life. And to this day, I will affirm to the death of me, his penis was nowhere near my vagina. I never felt it.
That's crazy.
Never.
Uh-huh. That is
like, I never, ever, ever, ever felt it. Like, mm-hmm. So I still be like, I don't... And I told him, I said, I don't see how you feel like we had sex when I never, ever, ever felt mm-hmm. nothing from you. And they're just with my best. Like, you got to give me a do-over. I do not. You should have did your best that day. So I would have wanted to do-over.
Exactly.
Like, but he swears like this. Man, you got the best. Like, you should. Okay, I know I got the best. That's why everybody and their mama want to keep coming back. I mean, that's why people want me to do tutorials. That's why people want me to do videos. But at the end of the day, I won't be doing none of that with you.
Exactly.
You know.
Well, see, that's the way it is. But I do appreciate you for coming on my podcast and just sharing your opinion and letting the people know what it is, ma'am. I do appreciate it, y'all. So this is my girl, and she just shared her thoughts and her opinion. Pretty much same thing, though, right?
All right. Bye.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Angel, and I'm here with my homegirl, and she is going to give her opinion on this topic. So, all right, girl. So, if you don't turn her on, that pussy going to be dry. Most men think they doing something and don't be doing a damn thing. So, what is your opinion? Like, how you feel about that? Like, you know, when you be hearing guys have these conversations talking about how females be dry, but it be like, you do know it's you. Like, if she don't have a medical issue going on, it's not her, baby. It's you.
Yeah, I believe it. I can see that, because the only time I ever been dry was if I just was not feeling like... Outside of that, you know, we be good. But if you turn me off any type of way, yeah, it's not about to happen. We gonna be dry. Like, I ain't gonna be trying to do nothing with you. She gonna clam up.
Right. So what about, have you ever like been having sex and it was wet and then just out of nowhere you just like just off and you just got dry?
Now, I haven't had, like, no, because once, like, once I'm in and out, you know, once we doing it, I'm good. But, I have, but, like, you can turn me off in a way, like, I guess, like, shit, I won't dry up, but it'll just be, like, I won't be trying to do as much.
Right.
Right, man, it's like just like lay out on your ass or something. Like, I ain't gonna be trying to do nothing, and that's how you gonna know real quick that I'm not interested.
Right. But then it's like, why even keep going? You ain't never just be like, because I've said it before, like, you gotta stop.
I mean, because, you know, I ain't gonna, look, damn, stop.
I'm an asshole. But I ain't
thinking. I was about to
make
you mad for me to stop you in the middle.
But no, it ain't even just that, though. But it's just like, if you, because what you getting for, so you gonna just lay down, let this man just handle his business, and you just laying there, you ain't getting nothing up out of it. No, you gotta stop. Because, baby, we gotta work as a team. I gotta get some type of pleasure about this thing, too. I'm just at a point to where I'm not finna be wasting my time. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you're wasting time, Barney.
Yeah.
Almost definitely. You definitely won't hear from me no more afterwards.
Oh, no, you definitely won't hear.
You won't hear from my ex no
more. Yeah, you definitely won't hear anything of none of that. So, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Girl. And, like, look, girl, because, you know, in my younger days, girl, I done had to go to somebody before. Look.
Right.
Look. Nah, I ain't going to sit up and put up with no bad sex at all. That's dead.
Yeah, so that's what you got to tell them, friend. What the fuck are you doing?
Girl, I told you you ain't going to hear from me no more.
Right. These people just damn crazy, girl. I can't freaking dang. I just can't see it. I just can't see it. So it's what it is. But okay. So thank you for your lovely and marvelous opinion. Thank you for giving me some of your time. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Angel, and I'm coming with y'all with another topic. So this one is called, If You Don't Turn Her On, That Pussy Going to Be Dry. Most men think they doing something and don't be doing a damn thing. And that's just how I feel about it. So I have a special guest, my homeboy, Kit. So how you feel about that topic? Like, what's going on? Like, do you feel like, because it's a lot of men that say, oh, her pussy was dry. You know what I'm saying? But it really be the man. Like, what's your thoughts on that?
It really be the man all the time?
I'm not going to say it's the man all the time, but for the most part, yeah, like, if a female, like, some dudes feel like, oh, if I kiss on the neck, you know what I'm saying, kiss her, all right, then we can start. Some men, they don't like to go down on a female. They don't like to, you know, warm her up. Some men, they just like to just go in and just start pounding, or, you know, they might just don't know what they're doing.
Right. Well, first thing first, I can say one thing I learned over time is you can't have the same sex with everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't attempt to have, like, the same blueprint with every lady or man you like tend to lay down with. That's one thing I learned first. And then next thing I say is we're grown. We should be able to have a conversation when we're in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I'll just say, based on this topic, if you're not able to have a conversation while we have intercourse, if I can't feel comfortable to talk to you throughout it and use that phrase, talk you through a nut, what's the point of us even laying down, you know? Or just, we need to have just a quickie, you know? So for that one, I'll just say it just needs to be conversation in that one. Because I've been in situations where a lady would tell me, well, this ain't right. This ain't, try this, move this way, position yourself this way.
Right.
You know, at first I'm just like, oh, damn, I thought it felt good for me. And vice versa, it wasn't hitting on her. So I just say conversation. It breaks it down, makes it simpler, and it makes it better as well. You know, and then it's a learning thing too. You never know. I feel like sex is like an ongoing class. I'm always learning. That made it seem like I'm a hoe. I'm not gonna lie.
No, it's not. It don't make it seem like you're a hoe, but I definitely do understand what you're talking about, because you can't have sex with the same woman that, you know, the way that you have sex with everybody else. Like, it don't work like that. Like, just because, you know, that person liked it a certain type of way, they don't mean the next female is going to like it that way. So that's definitely true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree
and
with you on
like
that.
Just like how you can have a favorite position, my favorite position might be different as well. And just how you talk about oral sex, like, some people like it, some people don't. You know what I'm saying? So you thinking that the person might like some head, the whole time you think they're getting turned on, they probably getting turned off because they probably just like, ah, I just want to get straight to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just think conversation is the biggest key when it comes to the bedroom.
Okay.
What do you think? What do you feel as if men should work on when it comes to that? And how you feel like a woman should go about having that conversation with a man?
I mean, so for me, I can't speak on all women, but like, I feel like you said, you just need to be able to have that conversation. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they shy. Like me, I ain't shy. I want to talk about sex. Like, if I know that we gonna take it there, we need to talk about sex. We need to talk. We need to set some boundaries, some rules. Like, you know, I need to be able to tell you what I like and what I don't like. And I think a lot of people, they go into it just, you know, looking at them physically, and you know, you get turned on. Like, you can get turned on by looking at somebody like, damn, like, oh, he look like he about to turn me out. And then y'all get in, yeah, you know, and y'all get in the bedroom and it's like, what the fuck? He ain't did shit. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, but you didn't tell him exactly how you wanted it. He going off based on what he's done to other females. You know, and a lot of females, being honest, a lot of females don't tell dudes that they not that good. You know, right. And it sucks because, like, y'all never know when we nut. Most dudes want to be like, oh, nah, I know because, you know, she be doing this and she be doing that. We can do whatever the fuck we want. We can make our pussy move on the inside. We can do all that shit. And guess what? Ain't a motherfucking thing happen. You know what I'm saying? And some females are just naturally wet and overflowing. That don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would never really know. You know, so I think, too, a lot of men have been lied to. You know what I'm saying? And so they get in the bedroom, they think they working it. But it's all about just sitting down, having that conversation, saying exactly what it is you like and all that kind of stuff. And I also feel like, too, you know, just because you tell a person what you like, that don't mean he going to really do it how you like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like you got to just, I mean, it don't need to be a whole lot of talking because at this point, baby, if you can't get it right, you just need to get off me. You know,
so. Let's backtrack real quick to what you were saying about just being attracted by the eye. Mm-hmm. That's another problem as well. Like, there could be times where, well, I could personally say there's been a time or two where I was physically attracted to someone, and maybe I could say I rushed it or something, and not really getting to know them too well. But when it came down to having sex, the connection wasn't there at all.
Yeah.
And as soon as getting to it, I'm completely turned off. I'm sitting here like, why am I even here with this person?
Right.
It could be like 12 out of 10, fine as I don't know what, but that overall physical connection, like intimate connection, just not there.
Right.
You never know. Like, you could maybe spin the block around, and the next time or whatever, the next few times it could start hitting. And maybe that first time, and some people probably got to get through that too, that first time having sex. It's like, all right, we're still learning each other, still getting to know each other. You know what I'm saying? So some things might take time, and then sometimes you just might need to be patient and not rush it too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one thing I had learned. Like, yo, just be patient. Like, pussy always going to be there. Sometimes you rush it, then you said that, like, damn, why I even laid out with that person? That wasn't even worth it. Or it could be shit like, boom, they pregnant. Now you stuck with that person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Condom or not, you never know. You got to understand when you're laying down with somebody, with the risk that could happen too.
Right. Yeah. I would also like
Jesus,
to just...
babies, all of that.
Right. I would also just like to add in too, when you get with certain females, now some females, you know, they don't mind busting it wide open, but you know, a lot of times too, you know, you get with females that probably just came out of relationships. So they were so used to just that one person. Now that they back out here, they got to pretty much, their body got to get used to being with somebody all over again. You know what I'm saying? So that alone too can be like a, not so much of a turn off, but it's just kind of like, I'm so used to having sex with that person for all these years. Now, my body got to get used to somebody completely different. You know what I'm saying? Because I think, too, a lot of people don't understand, like, during sex, your mind is not always on, ooh, I'm finna bust this nut. He finna, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes your mind just be, like, you try to get your mind right, like, okay, he's doing it, but it don't feel like, you know, like, let me just focus. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really be talking to yourself sometimes when you having sex with certain people. Like, oh, I got to just get my mind right. Let me just, okay, let me just focus. But by that time, you already tapped out and your body's just like, dry up. I know because I've been in that place before. Yeah. So, speaking for me a little bit. But, yeah, it's like that. So, I just get tired of him. Huh?
I said, but for me, though, I want to be a tutor, not a teacher.
Yeah.
If I feel like I'm teaching you and I got to, you know what I'm saying, walk you through the whole thing over and over, and then I just be like, all right. If I could be like a tutor and just be like, well, you missed a step here, let's go back in.
Mm-hmm.
We will. But the whole time we just, and we got to keep, while I'm just sitting there, sometimes there's been situations I ain't gonna hold you, where I just had to sit there and be like, fake it, like, yeah, ooh, you ain't there, like that, like there, just to get through it, because sometimes you can tell when a person don't want to hear that they is whack or their pussy is whack or this, that, and the third, their head is whack. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, I hate to be a liar, but sometimes you do gotta boost some people just to get out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I feel like I gotta keep talking, I might either kick you out or I might just sit there till it's over and be like, all right, that shit ain't never happened again.
Well, I'm gonna say right now, I feel what you're saying, but I'm an asshole. Call me an asshole. If it ain't good, I'm gonna say right, get the fuck up. Like, stop. Like, I've told someone before, like, you know, like, talking during sex, there's certain things that you can say during sex. Certain things you just can't say. Like, I don't literally told this person one time, can you shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
Like, and I came out just like that, and he stopped and was like, what? And I've never had nobody. I'm like, yeah, I'd be the first one to tell you, like, I'm not about to waste my time. You ain't about to waste this nut. Like, if you don't know what you're doing, baby, you're not going on about your business. I'm sorry. And it ain't going to be no second round. Or no third, like.
I had a situation like that, but differently, though. It was more so, like, actually, it's crazy we talk about this, though, because it's like, it was, like, fire. Like, we were both turned on. It was great, amazing sex. Until she got on top, and she started choking me.
Oh.
Yeah, like, it was just, for me, there's, like, a certain aggressiveness I like from a woman when it comes to sex, and that right there turned me completely off. Like, it was like a 15 out of 10 that she did that, and I was just like, yeah, I'm done. You just wild out just now. Like, she wasn't even choking me, like, pleasingly. Like, she was dead, like, I felt like I was suffocating. You know what I'm saying?
She was manhandling you. That's what she was doing.
Like, I ain't gonna call it manhandle, but that right there was like, yo, what is it? And she was really into it, and I was just like, nah, this is scary, like, almost. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You got this. Nah. But after that, I don't think we ever spoke again.
Oh, my God. So she over there just getting her rocks off. Meanwhile, you over there turning purple and blue.
You ain't got no big hand either. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say I got a big-ass neck or nothing, but, like, that was crazy.
That's definitely crazy. All right, well, I'm not going to hold you. I do thank you for coming on my podcast. I definitely got to use you for more. So, you know, I'm going to come up with different topics and just shoot it your way. I do appreciate you for coming on here, sharing your thoughts.
And I appreciate you having me to talk to your podcast peeps.
All right, do you want to give them your Instagram or not?
Nah.
I know that's right. I know. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, if you know me, hello world. If not, we'll soon meet.
All right. Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Angel, and I am back with another guest. All right. So, if you don't turn her on, that pussy gonna be on dry, like dry, okay? Most men think they doing something. They ain't doing a damn thing. What is your opinion on that?
I think that's a fact. Shit, she only gonna open up and get wet. If you're doing something, she got to be stimulated. Most women don't have, I guess, what's the proper word for it? Most women don't have anys. What's the proper word? I'm thinking for my bad. Most women don't have penetration orgasms. They have clitoral orgasms. So you got to do something more than just fuck her.
Right. Right. So, but why do, and I only came up with this topic because, like, I hear a lot of dudes, like, they always talking about, man, this girl was dry, man, this girl was dry. And I just be like, well, you do know why she's dry, because if she don't have a medical condition, Negro, it was you the reason why she was dry. Because I feel like, I also feel like, too, like, most guys, not all, but, like, most guys, they have sex with the feet. Like, say, for instance, you having sex with this one female. It's like you having sex with her just like how you have sex with the other women. Like, it don't work
exactly.
Like that.
Nah. They don't explore women. So the problem is they think every woman is the same car, same key. Turn it on, turn it off. Nah. You know, and some women don't get wet. I'll be honest. Some women get dry from condoms or whatever the case may be. But most of the time it's because she ain't interested.
Yeah.
Boy, you ain't did enough.
So have you ever had sex with somebody that was dry?
Yeah, I have. And her rhythm was off. Everything was off. I wasn't fucking with it. It was a one and done.
So, but do you think it was you or you think it was her?
Probably both. I think it was more her nerves. You know, people be nervous. Girls be nervous. Got to get a little bit more comfortable. And sometimes they go with things before they, like, fully comfortable around you. So, still working out the glitches.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. So, have you ever told a female, like, hey, man, you dry. I'm good.
Nah. Just don't call back no more.
I think females pretty much know what it is. And it really does suck because, you know, it's not like...
It do, but...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, well, I mean, you always got to weigh it. Like, I never really had no problems outside of that one. So it'd be hard to say it's me, but I can't say it's not.
Right. I also feel like, too, a lot of guys, they feel like, you know, as soon as they meet a girl, they be so quick to just jump in and just start going crazy. Like, you gotta take your time. You can't just jump in and just be off.
Why you in a rush?
Huh?
I say, yeah, they just jumping in a rush.
Right. And so when
too eager.
Right. So when it's like that, it's like it's a turn off. And then, too, like I was telling this one person I was talking to, like, you know, if you meet a girl and she just got out of a relationship, you got also to understand that she was with that person for years, especially if she never cheated. So you being the first person that she's had sex with outside of that relationship can also, you know, come into play with that as well, too, because she's used to who she was with for how many ever years. Now she's coming to have sex with somebody else. It's like completely new. So it's a lot that's running through her mind. Like, man, he don't hit it like this.
Right.
He don't do it. You know, she's kind of comparing your sex to the, you know, her ex. So, yeah.
Just don't let me know that. I don't want to be compared to nobody. I'm a new experience. I said, just don't compare me to nobody. I want to be the new experience.
Right, but so you've never been like that? Like when you have sex with somebody, you don't ever try to compare? Like,
nah.
I know. I think girls just, I ain't gonna say all women do that though, but I think guys just like, nah, I'm just trying to get in and get out.
If niggas did that, they wouldn't cheat. Niggas always want something different, so it's like, you know.
Why though?
Way God made us.
No, baby. Wait a minute. We ain't gonna blame it on God. But yeah, that is a good topic to go into. Like,
So when you look at every other living being, mm-hmm. do they get married? No. You always see a pack. Few women, usually one or two males, you know, one male to a couple women. And that's how they take care of things. So why would just us one species supposed to be that way? Now, society makes us that way. Cool. But naturally, that's why. Scientifically, that's why. So, you know, it's kind of like you got to argue with science over that.
I know, but I don't know. I just... I don't like the fact... And it's so crazy because I had a conversation with a friend. And he was just saying, like, you know, because that's just how men are. Just like you said, it's just in your nature. You know what I'm saying? But just for a female, though, like, we could just stay with one person for the rest of our life. We ain't got to be going out there trying to see what else is new. Go ahead.
Y'all are designed to do that. Again, every living species. The woman stays the whole time. The man does, too. He just has multiple. So, it's like, you gotta, if y'all had multiple, think about it. If a nigga was allowed to have three girls, he probably only had one or two. Because it's a headache. Sometimes you give a nigga what he want, he don't want it no more.
Right. And it just sucks, too, like, with this world. That's just how I feel.
It's a society thing. Yeah, it's a society thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely something from society, but what can we do?
Shit, you can change it. Change the way you look at it. That's how I see it.
Compromise.
Like, I can't, right. But like, I don't know. For me, I can't.
Well, no, for me, it's the truth. It's not necessarily I look like that. I look at it like that or follow it like that.
Yeah.
But when you just want to know why, that's why. You know what I mean?
I just can't see myself. Like, there's females out there that's like, nah, women just like that too. Bounce from this man to that man. But I just can't see it because Like, I've not bounced to this man or that man, but, like, you know, I'm grown, so, you know, you have one person that you, like, strictly really doing it with, and you just may, you know, slide back to whatever that one time. And it's just so different. Like, it just, it don't feel right. You know, you just rather just stick with just one. Because it, I don't know, like, I don't know, it's just too much going on.
It is too much going on. It is too much going on. It's a fact.
Yeah.
Especially where we at.
Man, who you telling? This world is crazy out here. And it's too many people sharing people. People got whole wives and girlfriends, kids and stuff at home. You don't know what you're getting yourself into until, you know, they end up getting caught up on some crap. So you got to be cautious in this world these days.
Hopefully that's all they hide. You know, these days these things be having boys things.
Man, what is you saying? I'm telling you. Listen, man, I've met females that are okay with guys being bisexual. Like, that's a turn on for them.
That's a shadow. I think you want it. They don't want a man.
No, and then I've actually had a guy hit me up in my DMs letting me know that he was bisexual and asking if I was okay with that. And I was like, that's so, like, I like that he was upfront and honest about that versus these down low men. But at the same time,
yeah, you don't want no, like, nigga who not being dominant during sex.
Yeah, like, look, when you done fucking me, now you want me to bend you and fuck you. Like, that's just not finna happen. Like, I just, you know, to each his own. I ain't judging nobody, but it's just, you know,
it's
a lot
going
on.
Right. I ain't
trying to
fuck you.
So. Yeah, well, being out here in this world, you definitely got to watch who you lay down with. That's for damn sure.
And right.
A lot of people feel like
everybody.
Huh?
Everybody need to watch.
Yeah, definitely everybody need to watch because you just don't know. Everybody's a suspect. So, what it is. But all right.
But yes.
You got anything else
you want to say? Thank you for having me.
Oh, okay.
Nah, that's it.
That's it. No problem. Thank you for coming on. Hey, what's up, y'all? So, like, y'all pretty much been hearing my opinion, like, throughout each person that came on to share their thoughts. And I just feel like at the end of the day, it's like it depends on the person that you get with. You know what I'm saying? Link up with or whatever. Like, y'all have to be there mentally. They need to be able to feed your soul. Like, you know, it can't be just jumping in, jumping out, jumping in, jumping out. And I think, just like I said, a lot of guys get so used to, you know, you're having sex with this female this way, another female another way. You know what I'm saying? Because let's be real, some guys have a lot of sex partners. You know what I'm saying? They can't really keep up. And these females really don't be telling y'all the truth. Like, some of y'all just don't know what y'all really doing like that. A lot of you guys have to be, like, coached through it. And it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to learn a female body. You know what I'm saying? Please her. Don't please her like you please the other females, because more than likely so, they, I don't know. I don't want to speak on other females and what they do. Y'all know I am not here to judge. But it's like, if you in rotation, she ain't really going to care. You know what I'm saying? She going to let you do what you do. And like I said, there was a guy that, like, commented on IG and was like, you know, some women, they stay with, they stay ready. Yeah, there are some women out there that's just, it's what it is. That still don't mean you're doing what you need to be doing. Some women, some females are just naturally just wet. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's what it is. But at the same time, it's like, it's something about you that, like, turned them on. They're not just finna be like, okay, for any dude, I'm just going to be wet. You know what I'm saying? You got to have been on turn her on. And most guys are like, they lazy. You know? Like, throughout me having conversations with people at work or just random people, and we just talk. I tell them about my podcast, and we just jump on different topics. Like, some guys is just like, you know, I be really waiting on her. I be wanting her to do this. I be wanting her to do that. But what are you doing? Some guys feel like they kiss your neck. You just supposed to be pouring, like and overflowing, like, the damn ocean. Like, no. You know, you kiss somebody here, kiss somebody there, and it's like, okay, come on, let's do it. You ain't did nothing. You ain't turned nothing on. Like, yeah, you look good, but just because you look good, that don't mean it's going to automatically turn a person on. Everybody is different. You know what I'm saying? Stimulate the mind. Do some foreplay. Do some shit a person ain't never did before. You know? I'm just tired of hearing these conversations with guys, and they're always like, oh, I had sex with this one chick and she was dry. Yeah, sir, because she wasn't into you like that. Or you just didn't know what you was doing. You know, it was something about you that probably turned her off in the middle of it. You know, it's okay. Like I always say, it's okay to talk during sex, but don't do too much talking. You know what I'm saying? And then, fellas, it's okay for you to moan during sex, too. Like, you both can't just be in there and all she doing is just hearing herself and you just, like, going. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can not really say anything. But like, if it's good and you feel it and you into that person, it's like, why not? Like, stop being so fucking boring. And then for me, like, I'm not about to just rush and just start doing all this extra stuff. I got to figure you out. I got to get comfortable with you first. So I'm not all the way comfortable with you. You know, slowly but surely I'll get there. But yeah, that's just what it is. Like, we getting older. People out here not getting tested. People out here just fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry. You never know. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of us are just really out here just taking chances to see, like, okay, what is this person working with? You know what I mean? And it's like that. So I just say, take time to really get to know that person. Study them sexually. You know? God dang, y'all. Like, what else? What else is there to really say? Men don't really know the female body like that. You know what I'm saying? They just be talking out the side of their neck. I just get tired of hearing it. So I'm like, you know what? Let me make this podcast. And just have, you know, different people opinions. But pretty much everybody agree. There's nobody on here that, like, disagree with anything. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And I will be putting out more. If you guys have other topics or, you know, something that y'all want me to talk about, feel free to message me on Instagram at daily_talks_with_angel. That's Daily Talk with Angel. Talk to you guys later.